Show.
Oh, you actually still recording?
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park on 2SER, a show dedicated to Roy Reg Park, a bodybuilder, businessman and film actor who was born in Leeds, England in 1928. Joel Kasem is my name, at least that's what I've been told, and I'm joined by the people I'm about to introduce. First up is a woman who goes by the name of Gabby Morris. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay!
Lucky you go by the name you're given.
I think that
sometimes I do get called Gary Morris.
Like Gary?
Yeah.
Do you want to be called Gary?
Or Gaby? Someone's Gaby. Like, hello, Gaby. And I'm like, I mean, who?
Gaby.
But there are people that are called Gaby, so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at that. And I was like, oh, no, it's Gabby. Okay, bye, Gaby.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's wonderful.
How are you, Joel?
Hang on, I haven't even introduced you yet.
Sorry,
son.
Sorry.
So just, okay, here we go. And also joining us is a man who goes by the name Mick Rad. It's Mike Red.
My mic is red, thank you. Oh, no,
mine
it's
is
black. Yours is red.
Mine's got a red light.
Yeah, you went Mick Rad this time instead of my full name. You decided to ditch the
Michael
full name.
Michael Radojkovic. Is that what you prefer? Geez. I'm happy to call you that.
No, I don't like that.
I know you don't like that.
Wait,
like
what's your middle name?
We've talked about this before.
John. Yeah. Yes.
It's just like your dad. Yes. Yeah.
This show couldn't get any more boring, really. NRL well, and middle name.
Dear listener, what's your name? Let us know at Across the Park. I don't even know. Have we got an email address?
We do. AcrossTheParkRadio@gmail.com.
Oh, do we really?
Yeah. It's never been checked.
I bet this is full of junk mail.
AcrossTheParkRadio@gmail.com.
Maybe through the show I'll have a look.
We've got a Twitter account too.
We have a Twitter account.
Email us your middle names. We'd love to hear.
Yeah, please. Or jump on Instagram at Across the Park.
With underscores, right?
With underscores. But I think if you just type in Across the Park and look for our faces, you'll find it. And yes, on this episode, when we put up the 30-minute grab from whatever, it may even be this bit, tell us your middle name. That would be interesting. Especially if you've got an interesting middle name.
Kate, Ben, John.
Perfect.
Cool. Gabby, what's your middle name? Are we allowed to know?
Kate.
Kate, okay. Well.
So boring.
Not Cathy.
Yes. And I'm Gabrielle Cathy Morris.
Cool. How are your sporting weeks, guys?
I'm still doing nothing.
That's okay.
Until we get our team together, our Wednesday activities.
Yeah, look, I haven't really heard much else about that since last week, so I will keep you updated.
Yeah, good.
But for now, I'm not sure what's going on.
Maybe I just need to go start kicking a ball around, you know? I feel like
just go kick a ball on your own, mate.
Just imagine you, like, looking at everyone playing social team sport, not invited, just kicking a ball by yourself.
Yeah, I'll be like that Milhouse when he's throwing the frisbee to himself. Yeah. That is a bit sad.
It's not sad. It's okay.
It's nice to kick the ball by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mick.
Over here.
Quick kick, Mick.
How many times do you reckon you could kick a ball to yourself before you get, like, really just disillusioned and sad? I reckon it's about four.
Really? No, four? I reckon more than I could get.
I used to, when I was a kid, have that soccer ball in a net to a rope, and you'd practice juggling.
Okay.
So it looks like you're training. It's a bit cooler.
Yeah, it does look like you're training.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to have one of those tennis things, which is a tennis ball attached to a rubber band on a weight, and you'd hit it, and it would come bouncing back, and you just keep on.
I've never heard of those.
Neither have I. I mean, I've seen the little ones, the little game with the red ball.
No, it's like an actual tennis ball.
Ding, ding, ding.
And it would just bounce back, and you just keep hitting it, because, you know, if you didn't have a wall to hit it on, or.
No, that's fair enough.
A friend.
No wall.
Have you been surfing?
I've been surfing heaps, actually. Nice. I went up to Crescent Head, up the north coast, and got heaps barreled. And, would you believe it or not, I'm also going sailing for the next week.
Ooh la la!
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people who sail, who have boats, they're another boat.
We're paying for it, so it's not like we have sweet connections or anything. But
I love sailing. It's great fun.
It's so fun. It's such an adventure. I mean, it's a very expensive thing to do, but yeah, it's going to be raining and very windy the whole time. So
it's a sailboat, not a motorboat.
No, it's a sailboat. Oof. Yeah, up in the Whitsundays. So,
oh my God, it's amazing.
Could be a cyclone. Just
does it have a motor?
Yeah,
they have like.
Oh, I do. Yeah. In case there's no wind, right? What do you do?
Yeah, exactly.
You just get the oars out.
You got to learn how to tack.
I know how to tack, Mick.
Good.
I know how to tack.
I don't. What's that word mean?
Just turning.
Just turning the sails back into the wind. So you kind of got to go back, forth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, guys.
That's cool. Oh. That's interesting.
You're now a sailor.
Yep.
Sailor Gabby.
Mm-hmm. Ahoy.
Popeye. Probably tastes better than Sailor Jerry.
Anyway.
Shout out to the sponsor, Sailor Jerry. I'm having one right now.
What? I don't know what that is.
Oh, God.
What? You don't know the tack and you don't know about Sailor Jerry. You're just not a sailor, obviously.
Wait. Can you just guess?
I thought that was... I'm the only one here with an anchor tattoo, but...
Can you just guess what Sailor Jerry is?
Well, he did this, so it's some sort of drink.
Oh. I didn't see you do that.
Like, is it alcohol?
Yeah.
Is it beer?
No.
No. Is it coffee?
What
do sailors drink? Sorry, pirates.
Rum. Rum.
You're giving away saying pirate.
Is it rum?
Yeah, it's rum.
It's spiced rum, yes.
Well done, me. yeah, cool. Excellent. Well, good luck, Gabby.
Yeah, thanks.
Does that mean we won't see you next week?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I didn't see your leave form. What was your leave form, Gabby? This has been approved, Joel.
I emailed you, Joel.
Did you email to acrosstheparkradio@gmail.com? Because again, we haven't checked.
Going on a holiday.
yeah, cool. Again, Instagram, Twitter, and Gmail. You can get in contact with us if you want.
To give us Facebook? Some ideas.
We don't have a Facebook page, I don't think.
No, I don't think we need it, guys.
No, we don't.
Just, yeah. I mean, it's not saturated.
Cool people don't have Facebook anymore anyway.
No, they don't. Huh. We all have it, though.
Yeah.
So
we're cooler.
We aren't cool. Hey, do you want to talk about Roy Reg Park?
Oh, yeah, what was that about? What is Roy Reg? What?
So, Reg the Ledge, right?
Mm-hmm. Love it.
He was born in 1928 in England. His first title was Mr. Britain in 1946 as like a bodybuilder. Then he became Mr. Universe in 1951, 1958, and 1965. He starred in 5 films, all of them Italian sword and sandals Hercules films.
Yes.
Yes. They are... Why not? They are Hercules Conquers Atlantis. Strong yet sleepy Hercules discovers that the Queen of Atlantis...
Strong yet sleepy.
Yeah,
good.
That's my favourite bit. ...is plotting to take over the world with superhuman warriors. Then he did Hercules in the Haunted World. Hercules must journey to Hades to retrieve the magic stone that will free his love from the powers of darkness.
What is going on?
Yeah, why is he going on about this?
Is that what this show is?
Have you got a fascination about Hercules?
No, I just thought it was funny.
Well, where did you get the name from?
I just picked it. I don't know. It was just a random name I picked.
Picked from where? The world?
Yeah.
Did you just like do a random Wikipedia search and that came up?
Yes. All right, whatever.
I actually genuinely forgot where I was just then. I was sorry. Like, oh, different show.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I just tuned out. Sorry. I was, you know.
If we have more time, I'll do the rest of his films. It's great. Okay. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, right. We'll see how we go.
We will talk
time.
A bit of sport, though, if you like, if that's okay. The Special Olympics, we actually didn't mention this last week. Anyway, it wrapped up on the 21st of March. 105 Aussies competed across 24 events.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. Whoa.
So congratulations to everyone involved. Mick, did you have Olympics news yourself?
Oh, I love the Olympics.
Okay. your news?
You're such a person that would love the Olympics.
Am I? Why?
I don't know. Just a keen bean.
You
I reckon
are.
Like
you're so keen. This is like, how keen he is.
Mick's very excited.
Oh, stop. You trimmed that down a little bit again.
No. Oh, no. Has not been touched.
Oh
no,
good.
No.
Okay. I don't know. The Olympics when I was a kid was just such a huge thing because 1984 it was in LA and
how old were you?
Eight years old. I think I turned 8 during the Olympics, something like that. It was always on around July. I was so enthralled by it and by the Australians started winning gold and I was like really excited and I got really like patriotic for the green and gold things. And I remember all the people who won, like Glynis Nunn and that weightlifter guy. What was his name?
Reg Park.
No, I was just really obsessed with it. I had like pictures on my wall of all the Olympians and stuff.
That's cool.
But, you know, it's just a thing. And next year it's in Tokyo, where I've been a few times and I really, really love. And they're going to do an amazing job with the Olympics. Because most years, the last few Olympics, the countries that are hosting it or the cities that are hosting it have just been really hopeless with getting everything organized in time.
Yeah.
So much so that I think Beijing was spraying the grass green like a week before the Olympics to make it look good.
Yeah, pretty bad. Because they just weren't ready. Fire festival kind of vibes.
Exactly, yeah. But this is the Olympics. This is like massive. But Tokyo, they are efficient. They are on time. And everything has been planned for like so long. They are just ready to go. And it's going to be amazing. 483 days.
Wow.
Till the Olympics.
Thank you.
And I found a really cool story about robot aides. Not robots which have aids, but robots that are going to help wheelchair users at the Olympics.
Whoa.
So Toyota and Panasonic have got together and they've got these like special like robot assistants that'll actually show like, you know, people to their seats, like to serve them drinks. They're like robots that are just like going to be helping people around. I just think it's such a cool
thing.
That's
very cool.
That is really cool.
So they're assisting people. They've got like extendable arms and they can carry food and help spectators. You probably ask them questions and they'll give like results and say what's going
on.
That's
amazing.
But this is the sort of thing you hope from like Japan, right? Japan are just so innovative. They come up with these amazing ideas that are just really forward thinking. So that's why it's going to be exciting for the...
Are you going to go?
I'd love to go, but... Yeah, I know. That time of year, it's already expensive to go to Tokyo anyway.
I'm probably not going to let you off.
At that time of year. Can I put my leave in now, Joel? 483 days, is that enough notice? no, I'd love to go, but no, I doubt it. Unless I get sent.
Have you ever been to the
Olympics? Unless across the park, it's a sort of media accreditation.
Ooh.
And we go across there and cover it.
Oh, my God. I was trying to pitch that. So who's your audience?
Kate.
Ben.
Pandrew.
Thank you, Pandrew.
Love you, Pandrew.
Yeah, me too. That's just a good name.
It's not a name.
Moving on. Did you hear that Cahill has retired?
Yeah, like officially, but I thought he already had, but he just mustn't.
Oh,
officially.
so he retired from international football. Are you saying he's retired from all football?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I think.
Yeah,
I feel like that might
all
be
all forms.
Yeah,
because he was playing for
forms.
A Chinese club, I think.
He's pretty old,
possibly.
Yeah, what a legend!
Such a legend.
Like when
he's
you
39.
Think of Australian athletes who have never really, what's the word, disgraced themselves?
Yeah.
Tim Cahill is one of those. You know, he's always been on the right side of, you know, history. You know what I mean?
He's
not a douchebag. He doesn't go out and get drunk and grope women. Yeah. He doesn't do stupid things.
It doesn't
things.
Take that much to not do that.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I know. But the fact that we have to celebrate that.
Australian exactly. Sports person, it just seems that way.
That's Gabby, is there any more on that?
And we better move along.
Okay, thank you. In the AFLW, this is the first year that we've actually had prelim finals, which we did have last weekend. And so the Blues, they had an upset win over Fremantle. Everyone thought Freo were going to win that. And Adelaide thumped Geelong. Adelaide were the team to beat this season. And really, they should have played the Kangaroos. But again, because of the whole conference thing, ruined it. And that game is on Sunday, Adelaide Oval at 1 p.m. So
Adelaide favourites, I guess. But I reckon...
Heavy favourites.
Since Taylor Harris's photo, everyone's a Carlton fan.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously. So, I was actually thinking about that. I think we should recreate that with you, Mick. Like, while you're in the park by yourself.
Yeah.
Just kicking a ball.
Yes, take Please. A photo. At that
take a photo.
Perfect time. I can't do... I can't get that high.
No way could I get my legs like that. No way.
It's insane.
I would break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
But I would like to see you try. Maybe we'll get a video, a little hammy strain.
Yeah, I'll be done. Like, I'll be injured for the rest.
She is a beast. She is so good. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Her tackles as well.
You know, I just realized as well that actual kick that they took a photo of was a 44-meter bomb, like, and it went. It was a goal.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like the perfect kick and the perfect shot. It was just like, it's going to be so iconic, that photo.
Yeah. I really love the Taylor Harris challenge. Have you been seeing that? It's on her socials if you check
I've
out.
I've seen a few.
Yeah, and people are just like recreating the kick and like it's just super funny and like
Well, that's what
really
I'm going to try, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah. Right. And just hashtag it.
Done.
Do some hashtagging. And I also wanted to mention that to the the simple folk who claim that AFLW isn't the same because they don't score as many points. Just so you know, Carlton, right, in their game on the weekend scored 64 points in the AFLW. In the AFL, Carlton scored 64 points. Exactly the same amount of points.
And with
and
the time
they
difference?
Have less time.
Exactly.
So.
The time difference. Per minute, there's more points in the AFL game.
There you go.
Game.
There you go.
In the AFL, round one kicked off last weekend. And, I mean, I know it's only round one, so you can't really say much for
But let's
anything.
Do it.
But we're going to do it anyway. Three of last year's top four suffered defeats.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty shocking. The biggest one, of course, was Brisbane Lions, who finished 15th last year. They had a massive win against the West Coast Eagles, who won last year. Absolutely hammered them.
Crazy. I tipped, like, really bad. I got 4 from 9. Shocking.
That is pretty bad.
We'll get to the NRL. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. No, there's just a few others. Richmond.
Wait. So, who was the one... Who played recently? Richmond and...
As in last night?
Yes.
Who did play last night?
Oh, it doesn't really matter. Because what has gone viral from that game is a woman murdering a meat pie, with a fork. And she's just sitting there, just having a good time chowing down, but with a fork. And someone's taken a video of this, and it has gone viral, and the comments are hilarious. How dare she?
Yeah.
She's ruining a tradition.
It's very unfooty-like.
Yeah.
It is. Where did you get a fork from at the footy?
Yeah. It was definitely BYO, because it was a metal fork.
Oh, wow. How did she sneak a metal fork in?
I don't know.
Sneak it in? Just sneak a fork in?
Really?
You can't bring a fork? Why not?
Yeah, why not? I bring forks with me everywhere.
Okay.
Show us your fork.
Oh, I don't have my bag with my fork in here.
Okay. Collingwood beat Richmond. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was last night.
And that woman beat that pie.
And now that you mentioned that, I actually saw another viral video from last weekend's games where a woman was filmed in the crowd. She does she gives herself the sign of the cross and then just gives the finger to... I'm not sure which game it was, but she's obviously upset with someone in the game, but she's very passionate and obviously very
religious. She did a Hail Mary before she did the finger.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of after or even just the fact that she did it is great.
So it's good.
Very funny. She gets one of these. We're not 100% sure where that came from.
Oh, I thought that was a remix of Mick.
Oh, kind of does sound like you.
Nah.
Anyway, so that happened. Goodbye, piece of paper. In the NRL, do you want to talk NRL now? I guess we've got a bit of time to talk NRL.
Yes, because...
Yes.
Well, you should be very excited. Well, we both collectively should be very excited because our teams are 1 and 2 on the ladder.
Well, I'm 1 and you're 2.
Well,
so the West Tigers in 494 rounds at the end of a round have never been on top of the table.
What?
Ever.
But this isn't this like...
Oh, ever.
So
West
ever since we came in.
Yeah, but this isn't like the only 3 games in.
Two.
Been 2 games. So, not at all getting ahead of ourselves.
I didn't know that. That's an amazing stat.
494 rounds. Oh. We've never been the top. So, we have been the top of the table, I think, during a round.
Yeah.
Like, we may have hit the
top. Parable, we're top of the table until
exactly.
you guys play
exactly,
after
yes.
us.
Yeah. Exactly. But never at the end of a round. So, that's pretty exciting. I mean, that's good for us.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, you're relying on these two old buggers, Benji and Robin.
I know.
They're doing good so far.
I got some news for you, Mick, in your Parramatta jersey. This is the fourth time since the NRL era, so since 1998, that the Eels have won their opening 2 games. And the other 3 times they did that, they made the finals.
Yes.
Are you all about not suspicions?
No, superstitions?
Superstitions.
Rituals? Not at all.
Suspicions.
I'm suspicious of Mick.
Yeah, are you all about rituals?
No, not at all.
What was the word again?
Superstitions.
Do you mean like me when I watch the game? Or?
Yeah, are you like, oh, because of that, that means that they're going to win?
Wearing the same undies.
Yeah. I used to tie my boots a certain way
and
then tape them exactly.
So you are superstitious?
No, I just happened and then it was like, well, now I've got to do this all the time.
That means you're superstitious.
Yeah. That 100% does.
But like I didn't really believe in it, but then it was just it.
Is superstition a form of OCD? I feel like it is.
Maybe originally it was, and then people just realized that, oh, I've actually just got OCD maybe. I don't know. I don't want to comment actually on...
Okay, no comment. That's probably best. We aren't...
mental health service.
That's right.
But yeah, it's a crazy stat, and the Eels are playing the Roosters tonight very soon. I'm going to run out there as soon as it's done. God, I'm running late. Come on.
You are, oh, sorry. What do you want me to do? Speed up time?
I'm joking. That's all right.
Good. Yeah, so we got some other stats if you want them.
Other stats relating
to? What do we got? Or just some of the other games from round two. Manly have lost 8 of their past 9 games at Brookie. That's not great for them.
No.
Knights have lost 9 of their past 12 home games.
Oh, that's sad because it's so nice. And the Knights fans always come out. They're always so passionate. I really like Newcastle as a town and as a being.
As a being.
God.
Great job, Mick. Very, very well done, buddy. That's a great answer.
Wasn't an answer.
Last night, of course, the Dragons got up by 1 point. Corey Norman.
Field goal, Corey Norman.
10 seconds to go.
Whoa, yeah,
very
huge.
Exciting.
And it was the sort of game where, I mean, I tipped the Broncos. And did you tip the Broncos?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so, and Gabby, you didn't tip anyone.
No, Snow. Very, snow.
No snow.
It's just you and I.
There's no snow, in case you're wondering. We're doing a weather report.
You know what? We could probably get...
I'm literally not even paying attention to you guys right now.
We could probably get Gab to pick the first two rounds and she wouldn't even know any of the results anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I forgot to put my tips in last week, so...
And what happened to... I got a perfect round.
Did you?
The most perfect round you can get. Perfect margin, perfect games. I got everything exactly right.
Well done.
I was so excited. No one else excited.
Literally looking at you and just thinking about what I'm going to have for dinner. Like, I can't help it. It's weird. I just think about dinner every time we talk about NRL.
No, that's fair enough. And
is it a pie with a fork?
I think I'd be so much better if we were just like watching it and there was a big screen. There was like a bit of a vibe. But just the thought of going home and watching the footy by myself is like really sad.
Come with me out of the ANZ Stadium tonight.
Do it, Gab. Do it. They got very big screens there. And
I feel like, though, also when you go and watch sport at a stadium, it's really hard to see. It's the same when I go to concerts. Like, I find it really hard to see.
To see the detail of the players, I sort of get what you mean. Like, on TV, you see them close up.
Yeah, you just
up,
see
you
it
see...
and the cut angles. Yeah, yeah. And like, I often end up watching the screen when I'm at a sports thing and you're like,
oh, yeah, that happens. Mm. That happens. Yeah. Okay, that's enough about NRL then. I'm boring Gabby.
Did you hear about that guy or did you see the basketball player that snapped his leg while
No,
playing?
I did hear about it and I didn't want to look.
I don't want to watch that stuff.
Yeah. It was so insane. Well, I saw this video. As I said, I have these weird basketball highlights on my Instagram. I don't know how they got there. And I just saw this video, like, he was walking off and he was really sad, this guy, and he's just shaking his head. And I was like, oh, what's happened? Like, he must have got a foul. He's got to get out. He's angry. But then it cuts to literally this guy's leg completely snapped in half. And it was really awful.
Like bone?
Yep.
No. I'm out. Yeah. I can't handle that stuff.
I can't either.
Yusuf Nurek for the Portland Trailblazers playing the Brooklyn Nets. And
I don't see how you could ever play basketball again if that happened.
Like, totally.
You'd have to, like, obviously pin it together, heal it. Yeah. But how can that joint ever be, like, strong again?
Yeah. Like, yeah. You'd have to get... Yeah, it's
makes
awful. Also, like... Basketball, like, it's a pretty crazy game to break your leg like that.
I feel like, it is.
It's the impact. If you just, like, you're
but
right.
It's a lot on your legs.
Yeah. He's a big man.
Knees
he's,
and ankles.
He's like a huge man. Hmm. Anyway, sorry. I just have to
no,
give
that's
you
great.
Guys that.
Jeez. Thank you very much. Mick, did you want to bring up this diver?
Yeah, look, I don't know how much it's sporty, but this stuff blows me away.
This is definitely sporty. Yeah. This is athleticism and it's highest.
Yes.
I like scuba diving and I think it's a cool sport to do.
Oh my God, you scuba Steve. I could just imagine you.
But the problem with scuba diving is you need so much bloody gear.
Mm.
You got to get the whole wetsuit, the snorkel, the thingy you put on that blows up.
It's expensive.
The tank.
It's quite
expensive. It's
expensive.
Yeah.
Like hobby.
Yeah.
So I love the idea of free diving. Free diving is where you just hold your breath and just,
free diving
and just go and just go for a swim, but like deep. You don't have to worry about
as opposed to go in the bath and just holding your breath.
You don't have to worry about how fast you're coming up. Like, you can't get like nitrous oxide sickness, nitrogen sickness from going up too quickly. Because if you're scuba diving and you're down a certain depth, you have to pace yourself coming back up.
I thought you still could get
Not when you hold your breath.
How do
really?
But how? Oh, of course.
You're holding your breath.
You're holding your breath.
It's one breath.
So it's not oxygen.
There's no
that's
other
like...
air that's going in
okay.
there.
Fair enough.
So you're just holding that breath. I think, I don't know. Anyway.
You should have really thought of the science behind it.
I don't know the science behind it, but it's pretty damn awesome. And it's this guy, New Zealand-born freediver Ant Williams, who actually lives in Melbourne now, I believe, decided to attempt the Guinness World Record for swimming below ice, freediving below ice. So he went he went up to Norway, freezing water. Like, this is a crazy enough thing to do anyway, but he's freezing water. He decides, I'm going to beat the previous world record of swimming down below ice. So he swam 70 meters down below.
No, but the record before that was only 5 meters.
No, no, he beat it by 5 meters. So it was.
Just do 6 meters, mate.
When I read this is why I hyped up this story in my head. I thought this story was way more interesting because I thought that the only person could do 5 meters and this guy's just gone and done 70. This isn't that interesting anymore.
Anyway, it is interesting because I dug through 2 meters of snow, sawed a hole in the frozen surface of a Norwegian fjord, and then went down and... This is the freaky thing. He was down here for like, I think it was like 7 minutes or something. And it took 30 seconds longer than normal to swim back up.
The panic.
Can you just imagine?
No, I can't.
It's pitch black as well.
It's dark and you're holding your breath and you're like, oh, it's cold. And people at the top are just going, come on, where are you? It's a serious, it's a dangerous sport. Like you have to be really, really
careful. It's pretty stupid, really.
It's not smart, and also
it's like not that fun for everyone else. They're just panicking on the top. Freezing.
What about the poor Guinness Book of Records person that had to go down with them and wait there and write? No, it didn't happen. Didn't happen that way.
Yeah, he could have just sat like on, if he can hold your breath for that long, he might have not. How do we know that he actually got that deep?
You'd have it like a watch, like a computer watch, that tells you how deep you are.
Wow.
So yeah, good on you, Ant.
Well done, Ant. Sorry, Ant. It's really impressive.
You are very impressive, Ant. Yeah. I would never do anything like that.
No,
that scares the hell out of me.
Would you scuba dive?
Yeah, scuba diving's fine.
Yeah.
Just, it's when there's caves and stuff involved. Mm. No, thanks. Hey, let's play a game, shall we?
Okay.
Yay.
More random sports questions. I think that's 3 weeks in a row.
This is about Reg, I swear to God.
Oh, we didn't mention more about Reg.
No, you don't want more. We've got enough. We don't.
Are you sure?
More.
Yeah. Because he did another film, Samson in King Solomon's Mines. I don't know much about this one except he didn't play Hercules. So there you go.
Great movie though.
There's two King, movies
King
I'm going to try
Solomon's
and get
them both Mines.
In.
Awesome movie.
Have you seen?
I've seen it. Seriously,
you are a liar.
No, now I know who he is.
No, you don't.
No, seriously, I've seen.
It's not even
in kid.
English. Do you speak
King Italian? Solomon's Mines?
No. There was more. The rest of the title was. Samson in King Solomon's Mines.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever. Let's do the game, hey? In inches, what is the diameter of a basketball hoop?
14.
20.
Keep that wah-wah going. It's actually 18.
Oh.
Well, I think that I win.
No, you didn't say 18.
You got you there.
Got you on a technicality. Who was dubbed the boy from Bowral?
Oh, don't know.
Don Bradman?
Yeah. Sir Don.
Who's
Bradman.
That?
So, sir. What?
He was a pretty good cricketer.
Are you an Australian citizen?
I don't think I would pass, actually.
Yeah.
I think that is a question, isn't it? I think.
No.
Something about the Don? No, it doesn't matter. Really. Okay. Which sport used the term home run before baseball? Again, like the past few weeks, haven't fact checked. I've just got this. So
wait, which sport used it before baseball?
Before baseball, yes.
Home run. Chess.
Whistle. Wiffle ball.
Whistle?
Wiffle ball.
Just whistling. What's wiffle ball?
It's a game.
Okay, sure it is.
Oh, you get a wiffle bat and you get a wiffle ball and you hit the wiffle ball with the wiffle bat. Those wiffle bats are like the styrofoam ones.
Oh,
no, it's like a long, really skinny yellow bat, and then you get a big ball that's quite really light and white.
Oh.
And then it's and then you hit it.
Okay. No, the answer was cricket, supposedly. Which number is between 5 and 9 on a dartboard?
Oh.
It's too much silence for this
show. I have no idea.
Let's say 13.
No, but very close. Very close. Have a guess, Gab, because he's
14.
Very close. Oh, you went the wrong way. It was 12. And... Sure, we've got time for one more. Which was the first African country to qualify for a World Cup?
Cameroon.
Wrong.
Oh, damn.
Nigeria.
Oh, also wrong. Egypt.
Egypt. I was going to say Egypt.
1934. Yeah. Congratulations. You go home empty-handed.
I can give you some more. Win, Joel?
Oh, I can give you another fact about Reg Park, if you like.
No, really?
No, we're good.
Okay,
we're good.
Then, fair enough. I'll save them for next week.
Oh, good.
Thank you. That's the end of the show. Gabby, I guess
farewell.
We'll see you in a fortnight.
Fortnight? Yeah, no, a week.
A week?
Are you here next week?
Nope.
Yeah, so a fortnight.
So we'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.